Let's start again. Yes, so I'm going to go. Last Sabbath, we spoke about the work. And the work is serving Elohim. And we saw some different things on what we needed to do to serve Elohim. We looked at three things in relative detail, which was our conversation or our lifestyle, number one. Two, to feed the flock. And three, to preach the word, right? We went over that with some detail last Sabbath. Today we will continue this Sabbath. We will continue the conversation, the present. But this time I will go a little bit faster because of lack of time, but all well spent, in considering the things that our brother Richard went over. So here goes. What can we do together? Okay. The work consists of two parts. What we as the children of Elohim, that are in his hand, the congregation of Elohim, those who want to serve him, to want to be his called out ones. The work consists of two major parts. The first part is to gather others, as we've spoken about in the past, to gather others of like mind, as Psalms 50 says, right? From Psalms 50 verse 5. Gather the called ones. To gather the called ones, like you and me, we are by his mercy called ones, and we have been drawn together, and we have this desire for the purity of truth, of the truth of the word, not just in word, but in power, in the power of the faith, as our sister read about the healing that took place for that demon-possessed child, that it requires faith, it requires prayer and fasting. We're of that mindset. We're not just people who like to talk about the scriptures. We want to live it. We want to experience it. We want to taste the power of the kingdom as described in the book of Hebrews, right? So the work consists of two parts, is to gather others and to feed the flock. So gathering others are those who are out, who are not yet part of the gathered into the fold to fellowship together as we are. Feeding the flock is what we are doing now. When you pray, when you ask constructive questions, when you give constructive feedback, when we have teachers like Brother Richard teaching, or Brother Willard, or myself, or whoever, when we have the scripture reading, the solos, all of that has to do with feeding the flock. The flock are those of us who are gathering together. And with Messiah being the head, we are fed together as he teaches us new things, as he empowers us, right? So these are the two things that I will quickly go over. Gathering others, what we can do together to gather others. Feeding the flock, what we can do to feed the flock. So one, let's look at gathering others. The primary thing is, as you can all know, is to preach the gospel of the kingdom of Elohim. So we can do that in a few ways, in about three ways. There are other ways, but three major ways. The first one is to do public presentations for large or small groups. I've been involved in that type of thing for a number of years. So even though I was shy, but through prayer and through seeing the need for the message to get out, Elohim has empowered me, strengthened me to do public speakings, you know, where I can preach outside in the open air, as he gives me wisdom and the strength to do that. So we could preach the gospel. So or any of you who are willing and able to do that, we can do that together, to go out and literally be like rotate in who will do the speaking, who will be preaching the gospel. And to do that, of course, we have to come to an understanding of putting our minds together. What is it that we want to agree on? What is it we want to share? Okay, together. So we create our own, we gather the information from the scriptures that we want to present about, in to present the gospel. And so we present a uniform message so that whether it's Brother Richard whether it's myself, whether it's Brother Willard, Brother Paul, or whoever wants to preach, even though we may not be physically together at the time, but when we're preaching the same thing. It doesn't necessarily mean preaching the exact same words, but we're preaching the same ideas from the scripture. So we're not opposing and conflicting each other. Okay? So that's why we need to get together. So to do that, we need to get together and agree, okay, what is it will we teach to proclaim the gospel of knowing that Elohim is Elohim. He has brought forth his son, brought forth his spirit. He has his kingdom. He wants us to be his family and so on and wants to give us everlasting life, new heavens and a new earth, and everything pertaining to the gospel and his rulership today. So we have to come to agree on those things and present them. And once we agree, we can set schedules. We can say, you know what? This month, let's plan on such and such day to have an event in our local areas. So maybe we here in New York could do something, could do a public outreach. Those in like Brother Richard in California, I mean in Washington, can do a public outreach. Our brother in New Jersey can do a public route out. Wherever we are, those of us that are in other states, we can all agree as one on that particular month and that particular week and date to do a public outreach. So it's a uniform effort done through prayer and prep and unified preparation. We supply each other with the literature that we need, you know, and things of that nature. Now, some of us can't preach or are not ready to preach, but maybe we can help find the places to preach. Maybe we can make the arrangements with the police department to get the permits we need to do the public speaking. Maybe we can help print the flyers, right? Maybe while the preaching is going on, we could have someone sitting down handing out literature that contains the same information. So there's many ways that all of us can be a part. It doesn't mean all of us need to be the speaker or doing this, but all of us could support each other. Again, we could have the speaker, the one who's going to do the preaching. We could have people that are going to print the message, the written message. We could have people to distribute the message to the group, right? So that's the distribution part. So again, let's move on. So the distribution of the literature includes coming together, deciding what we will write, writing it, printing it, and distributing it. Distributing it could be to large groups while the preacher is speaking out in a large crowd, or one-on-one. Maybe you're on the subway or you happen to be in a shopping area and Elohim put it in your heart to share. And maybe you can't say it's not convenient to say something, but you can say, hello, sir or ma'am, would you mind if I just give this to you? And you just give it. And then what do? You just give it. If the person has a question, Elohim will enable you to answer. And if the person has, you just walk away, but you keep that in prayer. So we do the work that way. Or we could just, as I've said in the past, make many copies and maybe go to a laundromat or such place that would allow us to leave a few copies, for others, for the public to take if they're so inclined. So we could do that. And so that's B. So first one is the public speaking. Two is sharing of literature and sharing. And C is our website. You know, we have a website. And so far I've been putting a lot of information on there. Brother Yiel, I've created a place for Europe, and he's been giving me a few bit of information to put on there, his YouTube channel and so on. And I want to talk with Brother Richard to really talk about some of the things he has, so we could put stuff on there for Washington. So these are the type of things we can do. Some of you have information on Facebook. I've seen one sister, Sister Rose. She puts things on there on Facebook. Lots of good stuff. I would, if with her permission, I could take some of these things and put on our website, with her as, if she wills, as the contact person. So, and secondly, so the first part is preaching, which involves the public speaking and the distribution. And the second part is healing the sick. Healing the sick physically and mentally or spiritually. And this is difficult to do. It requires a lot of faith and prayer. So we help heal the sick through prayer, through encouragement of the word, through natural care and continual prayer. Again, I'll say this quickly. Healing the sick, praying for the sick, the prayer of faith, those of us who have the faith, and natural care, the things that Elohim has created himself, and with continual prayer. That's what we can do. And as Elohim enable us to have more faith to do more, we will do more. But the gathering includes proclaiming the gospel and healing the sick. Because Messiah says, preach the gospel, heal the sick, and of course, baptize. So we have to pray too that Elohim will guide us to either send us people who could baptize for us or authorize us, any one of us, as he chooses to baptize. Let me try to finish. The second part of this is, like I says, feed the flock. What can we do together for our services? Okay? So we can have services in two ways. We can have private synagogue or private meeting place meetings. That's where groups, small groups or large groups meet face to face, which is something we're praying and actively looking to do, where we could get those of us in the local area in New York or Washington or New Jersey, wherever we are, we could help each other form groups to physically meet together in large groups, or I call private synagogue meetings, right? So to worship as we're doing now. So what can we, and then secondly, is to have private home meetings. For those of us who are too far away to meet at a place, we could work to have private home meetings where you, through the work that you do, through maybe distribution of a flyer, maybe through sharing a private word with someone, can attract someone to the faith. Or it might be someone who has the faith, but now you have gained an additional brother or sister. You could either meet at their home for Sabbath services, or they can come to your home for Sabbath services. So there are, again, two ways that we can feed the flock. We could have the large private group meetings where we meet at a synagogue. When I say synagogue, meaning a place that we rent to meet in. It's not a home, but it's a place that we're actually meeting, to have services at, or we can do it at our homes privately. But both services are private. If you look through the scriptures, the congregation of Elohim was never an open door. It's private. If somebody walks in, we're not going to force them out, but we don't invite strangers in. And we could go over that another time to show that that's how the scriptures work. So to end, what do we do at these meetings? Well, at the larger meetings, we can do scripture reading, scripture discussions, teachings like we've been doing with Q&A. We could do songs by a group or solo singing. Prayers and prayer requests, testimonies, and have a fellowship meal together. That's what we can do at our large gatherings in private meeting places. Those meetings that we have in the home, we can do the same thing to a smaller scale. The music may be difficult because it doesn't carry too well over these systems that we're using. Like my brother and I, we have a private home meeting. It's a small space. We can't have more than four people. But again, our goal is to have, as we're looking for a large place, so all our New York people that are here in the New York area, that we could meet face to face. But whether at home or whether in a large place, we will continue to share our message on the system like this, so that if for some reason you're stuck at home, you could still call in, use the phone number or the link to participate in the service. It'll be just the same. It'll be a little richer, actually. It'll be a little richer. So keep these things in prayer. So that's basically, let's do a quick recap so we can end. So the work that we can do together, that we need to do together, consists of two things. It's to gather others from the outside, which includes preaching the gospel, distributing literature, managing our website. That's preaching. And the second part of gathering includes healing the sick physically and spiritually in every way, holistically, through the prayer of faith and through natural care. Okay? So that's gathering others. And secondly, we said we need to feed the flock. So when we do come together as we're getting people, we have to work together to feed the flock spiritually in every way. Okay? Through the private large group meetings or private home meetings. And whether in the home or in a private place, we will share it through the phone or internet link as we're doing today. So that's it, brethren. I want you to please keep those things in mind and pray how we can get together and start doing this soon. Okay? So this is just the beginning, and we will speak next time on what we can do to actually start doing these things together. Thank you for listening.